We are joined here now in the studio by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Welcome to the show again.
Hello, Aaron.
And we were here to talk about a cool new artist exhibition that you've got coming up. But before we do, I have to ask, because we had the story earlier last hour about the 4th of July in Chapel Hill, the fireworks show that drew a record crowd. But Hillsborough had an exciting 4th of July as well. First parade and a whole bunch of stuff going on there, too. So tell us how 4th of July was.
It was exciting, and it was heartwarming, and just everything you'd want to see in a small town. Mm-hmm. There was a very modest but very community-spirited parade that mm-hmm. went down. Of course, was right by the only existing house from a sign of the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And I remember walking to the courthouse lawn afterwards, and the entire courthouse, it was just absolutely jammed. Packed with just hundreds of people, and we had 12 citizens who came up, and we did a reading of the Declaration of Independence, and it was just moving. It just, and I remember talking with people. I said, "You know, I haven't read this for 10 years or 20 years
right,
since college."
Right, yeah. You read the first paragraph, and then the rest of it, you just sort of skim over, if anything.
Having the 12 citizens do it, it's hard to listen. It's a long document for mm-hmm. one person to read, but it was just moving. And then we rolled right into a community picnic, and there were pony rides and food trucks. And for some of our community players, you know, had a little preview of Seussical, the musical that
yes.
That they're doing. So it was just everything you'd want to see in a small town community. And we made the announcement. It was the first day that Riverwalk was open.
Yes,
legally.
That's right. Yeah, phase two of Riverwalk. I was excited to hear that because my friend and I were at Gold Park just a little while, like a couple of weeks ago, and mm-hmm, thought mm-hmm, about walking mm-hmm. downtown. And I know that bridge is still not quite done yet.
The connection between Gold Park and the downtown, there's just right across that bridge.
Yep.
You're still making that Calvin Street connection, but you can walk all the way from where we had the picnic at the mm-hmm. Farmers Market Pavilion, and you can walk just about a mile all the way to the Gold Park Bridge and around. And of course, it was a lovely, lovely day.
Yeah.
About as perfect as it could be.
That's great. And like just walking along Gold Park and Riverwalk, that is going to be so cool when it's done.
It is. It
oh,
is.
Oh, man. And the official opening of Phase 2 is going to be October 6th, right?
Yes, yes. So yep. So the official celebration, so we call it, will
right.
be October 11th mm-hmm. In the afternoon, be family-oriented day. Probably the official, you know, some dedication will be around 2. But it'll be a whole afternoon of activities. Again, very small town oriented, like we do so many things, you
mm-hmm.
know, last Fridays.
Yep,
and,
yep.
The handmade parade and celebration of the automobile and Hog Day in the environs.
Of course.
And all those things around Hillsborough that
awesome.
We celebrate.
Well, it's, again, we talked all week long last week about how Chapel Hill got selected by Travel and Leisure as one of the top 10 cities in the country for its 4th of July ceremony. But really, it's just the community. It's Chapel Hills and it's Carrboroughs and it's Hillsboroughs and Caldwell's as well. All of these just really cool parades and events and public readings in Hillsborough. Hillsborough and Carrboroughs and the fireworks everywhere. It's just a really cool coming together for the 4th of July, not just to celebrate and eat food and light fireworks, but also to like really be aware of what the holiday means.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned last Friday's the art exhibition, and should segue from that into and I always have trouble keeping in mind that the people that I know in Chapel Hill, because everyone is a Renaissance person and they're always doing 16 different things. It's hard for me to keep track of the fact that, you know, what I know people for is only a small facet of what they do. Like Lydia Lavelle is the mayor of Carrboroughs and a law professor. Mark Kleinschmidt is the mayor of Chapel Hill and a lawyer. Tom Stevens is the mayor of Hillsborough, the founder of Think Leadership Ideas, and now an artist on exhibition right now at Hillsborough Cup of Joe.
At Hillsborough Cup of Joe,
yep.
Which is one of the lovely places that year after year, every month, they have a different artist come in. This
mm-hmm.
is the second time, or I guess probably the third or fourth time, but the I did a show there about 2 years ago that was very well received
mm-hmm.
of landscape paintings, and I have a new show up this month, and just very, very pleased with it. And so there's an artist reception this Wednesday at
mm-hmm.
6 to 7:30. Public's invited. You want to come, but come by Cup of Joe anytime. See the paintings. And you know, Hillsborough is just a great, great place for the arts. We've got several galleries, the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, artist-owned, like 20 different artists in there, and very, very successful. I think they're like their sixth year now. Eno Gallery, very, very high-quality art. The Arts Council has a lovely gallery downtown. Quite a number of jewelers downtown. So you have the visual artist, you have the craft artist, and then you have the other venues like Cup of Joe and in the various restaurants. You got music playing, and you don't want to miss last Friday.
Yeah, and so much of that, I mean, not all of it, but so much of it is just so contained within just a few blocks of each other. So it's very concentrated, too.
It is very concentrated. It's about what we have. It's a quarter mile square downtown. And I always count the little restaurant that's right across the bridge, right there, right there by Riverwalk. Yep. You know, there are nine sit-down restaurants downtown. That's where you have a meal with a napkin and a plate. Yep. I'm not counting. I'm not counting a hot meal, which is very good at Weaver Street Market or the Cup of Joe's or Matthew's Chocolates or the places where you could also get food and snacks. Like I said, they have all these great, wonderful little shops. You can do yoga there.
Yep, of course,
yoga. But the food and the arts, music downtown, and then the activities. It's just it's a lovely place to visit. And just everything is there is locally owned too.
So talk about a little bit more about the exhibition and your style. And you mentioned it briefly, but we should emphasize there's an artist reception at the Hillsborough Cup of Joe right downtown this Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. So you can go there and meet the artist if you haven't. You should and check out the works which are up on the wall right now. But how long have you been into painting?
Well, you know, I've been an artist ever since I was a student here at UNC 40 years ago. So art has been very important to me. When I left it for about 10 years when I started my consulting company, Think Leadership Ideas. But in the 90s, I was in several galleries, including Tyndall's Gallery and a gallery up in Asheville, and had studied for 10 years drawing, did a lot of figure drawing, studied with Martine Vogel, and did sculpture throughout the 90s. And I took a little break with it, and then I thought, you know, the sculpture is so labor-intensive, I want to get into painting. And so I started about 5 years ago and have the good fortune. We have lots and lots of great artists in town, but one world-class artist is John Behrman, and who's been giving some classes, and he's been a mentor to me and very, very helpful. And so, you know, I enjoy doing a lot of figure work both in the sculpture and the painting, but really like I've gotten to love and appreciate the landscapes. And so these are very colorful. The one that I did two years ago looked at these kind of interior scenes within trees and outside and right in my backyard. This show is all scenes within two blocks of Cup of Joe's, which is also within two blocks of my house.
Because so he Hillsborough lives scenes. At Cup of Joe, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so Cup of Joe's the place to go.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
So the title of the exhibition is Around the Corner.
It's right around the corner.
For exactly that reason, right?
For exactly that reason.
So I was gonna ask where the landscapes were, but they're all right there.
All within two blocks.
That's really cool. And I'm just looking at I'm looking at a postcard right now, so I'm looking at one piece, and it's really, really cool. This piece right here, where is this one?
That is on King Street.
And
if you were walk down from Cup of Joe's, you would see that. You'd recognize the fence. You'd recognize the places. And yet it's a very abstract piece in many
very
ways, too.
Post-impressionistic, almost, it right? It's thereabouts, yeah.
You know, I do the square
trying
format.
Trying to remember my art history lessons from
well,
before.
Well, I adopted a square format from Gustav Klimt, very much impressionistic and very colorful in the styles. You know, I look at sort of Beverly MacIver's work and how she throws color up. And we've got some great local artists, Michael Brown and Jennifer Miller, and John Behrman, who's just been fabulous. And you'll see a lot of other sculpture and other things. Jim Adams is around town. You know, it's just a great place to see the arts.
Yeah.
So you got to come in and see the galleries. Come in and enjoy the restaurants. Walk on the Riverwalk and get
and
yourself a good cup.
And all that is just the visual arts. I haven't even mentioned the literary arts. Which is a whole other story.
You cannot throw a book down the street without knocking a writer over.
Yes, we do not sanction throwing a book down the street.
Do not. Great little
because you will hit a writer.
You will probably hit a writer. A great little independent bookstore. Purple Crow, right there, right next to the hardware store. I mean, you know, this is Main Street, right there, King Street, Churton Street. It's a great place just to hang out.
All right, well, check it out and head on up to Hillsboro Cup of Joe again anytime this month, because your stuff is hanging up all month long, right?
That's right, Aaron.
Yep. And then the artist reception, if you want to check that out, that's going to be this Wednesday, July 9th from 6 to 7:30. So perfect time to head up there.
And on last Friday.
And on last Friday, of course, which is going to be, do you know offhand what day that is this month? I got to pull up the calendar to figure it out.
Yes, we can. We can do that.
25th. 25th. That's
25th of July.
It is. Yep. Thank you, computer, for bringing up the calendar so quickly. So check out Last Fridays on the 25th of July. Tom's stuff will be up there as well. But Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. See you next week.